So I've never sold. Okay. So let's go back. We had this already once or twice in the year. We're going to have a better sense of who Rav Nevesel is, and even more than before. So the Gra, we know, his sons say, he spent most of the end of his life learning Chumash, Parashat Chasav. The Gra. Because the Gra knew. Can I try to get another one? This one's
and
not so good.
Tanakh also?
From upstairs?
Like, rub the rest of Tanakh?
I'm not sure. The Gra knew Kol Torah Kula.
So you know you'll be open.
The Gra knew Kol Torah Kula, and the Gra took it as axiomatic that whatever is found in Torah Shebaal Peh is hinted at in Torah Shebaal Sav. We had a shiur on this. So the Gra would try to find hints for Torah Shebaal Sav in the Torah Shebaal Peh. For Torah Shebaal Peh, in the Torah Shebaal Sav. That was the Gra's thing. And he found a lot of famous ones. Rav Nevesel has a sefer called Mitzion Michal Yoli. It's in the Mitzion Michal Yofi, and it has Askama from Rav Shmuel Zalman. We'll get to that in a second. And he there there's a pasuk later on in the Chumash. The Torah says Lo Davar Reku Mikan. The Torah is not empty. So obviously it's not empty. So the Mefarshim discuss what the pasuk means. So Rav Nevesel quotes one of the Midrashim, which he thinks means. It means this, that not only is Torah Shebichsav in the Torah Shebichsav, even the Torah Shebaal Peh is in the Torah Shebichsav. The Torah is totally full. It's not empty at all. Okay, so what's the Gra's famous words? It connects with this week's parsha, because this week's parsha tells you how long during Mitzrayim. How many years were we supposed to be in Mitzrayim?
George
and
Jen.
We were supposed to be
4.
And how many years were we actually there? We were there 110. No more? Fine. So that means we left 190 years early. So why did we leave 190 years early? That's a good question. And many Mefarshim discussed that question. One answer, there's a Medrash that says this. One answer the Medrash gives is that the Mitzrayim went overboard. And they went crazy against us. They oppressed us so much that in 210 years, we received that which we deserved for 400 years. So the pasuk which teaches that they oppressed us is by Yemaris Chayim. They made our lives bitter. They made our lives so bitter that we left early. So I mentioned already, Kad, that the name of this note is a Kad Maviyazel. By Yemaris Chayim, Kad Maviyazel. Kad means early. And what does Zil mean?
Go.
To go early. So it's beautiful. It's a remez that they left early because they made our lives bitter. And we discussed, what does the Gra also add on?
190.
The exact gematria of Kadma of Azla is 190. That's unbelievable. The exact gematria of Kadma and Azla together.
How did you get it from the verse
above? What?
How did you get it from the verse above?
Well, because Vayimaros Chayim means, and they made our lives bitter.
Yeah.
Because they made our lives so bitter, we left early. The names of the notes is Kadma V'Yasa. That's the name of the note. The name of the time. So that's the famous Gra. Okay? By the way, just to know the Gra's knowledge, you have to know the story. So the Gra knew Kol Torah Kula by heart. Okay, can I just let me look at now? The Gra had a Talmud. Who's the Gra's greatest Talmud? The Chaim Volozhin. He had a brother of Zalman. They called him Zalman Volozhin. Zalman Volozhin was a giant. He had a custom. He would learn the Masechta of any mitzvah he was about to do. So he'd learn all of Masechta Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. He'd learn, brachos like came out every day. That was his thing.
190.
I don't know. That was his thing. So once they thought it was too much, they went to the Gra, and they thought the Gra should tell him, it's too much, he's going to burn himself out. So the Gra encouraged him, maybe make a different seder. So he said, ready, but I've done it for a while already, it's like a neder. So the Gra said, okay, be matir neder. And he said, yeah, fine, so let me go on to dark, then I'll be matir neder.
No way.
So that's okay, now, when he died, somebody gave a hefset is a good story. I heard the story from Rav Talmud Rav Sal Rav Hilson, actually one of the Rav's greatest later time. He was from the 70s. So someone said, he the Torah liked to grow. But he knew everything. So afterwards, the next person said, Rav Chaim Bolozhin, and I said, it's not true. My brother knew Kol HaTorah Kula by heart, forwards. The Gra knew Kol HaTorah Kula by heart, forwards and backwards.
This is in the book, by the way.
It's in the book?
Yeah, in the book.
This story?
And in the biography.
Oh, biography? Well, that's in my book, because I don't know. What does it mean forwards? So if I said, Mr. Maman, say Asher by heart. You know, Asher by heart. If I said Baron, say Asher by heart backwards. It's not so simple. You have to put Haladuka, Olam, Ve'ad. You can do it, but it's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
You open a sitter, you can read it backwards.
Yes.
That's the Grah. That the Grah's knowledge of Torah was so complete, it was like what? It was written in front of you. To know something by heart is one level. But to know it as if you're seeing the page in front of you, that's a different level. You got it? That's a nice word. So that's the gross knowledge of Torah, forwards and backwards. Okay. So that's what the Gra did, that's the Gra. Okay, now. Rav Nevin Sol Shlita, in his Sefer, Mitzir Michal Yofi, has vorts that are along these lines.
Really?
Yeah, like all.
I read this Sefer words. Once, I really didn't like it that much. Then I read it again, and I said, whoa, it's on, like, it hit me, like, what's going on over here? It's Rav Chizkiya. And Rav Chizkiya said that Rav Shlomo Zalman said about Rav Nevinsol that his Divrei Torah are Gro-like.
This
is in the book.
Now, this Gro,
is in the book.
Who said this?
Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, to compare a person alive nowadays to the Gro is like, that's like beyond.
Yeah.
They said it's Gro-like. Now, Rav Chizkiya wanted to put that in the book. But you can't write, he said he wasn't going to write that Rav Shlomo Zalman said he's Gro-like.
Yeah, yeah.
So Rav Chizkiya wrote in the introduction, Rav Shlomo Zalman encouraged my father to publish his Chidushim. So that sentence, encouraged my father to publish his Chidushim, means Gro-like. You should just know, you put it in pencil in your Sefer. That's what he meant. But he didn't want to, it's too much to write. Okay? So one of the examples is as follows. There is a note, it's in Parshas Maaseh. It's on the word Alpayim. On the word Alpayim.
Oh.
It's Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Hei. Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Hei. The word is Alpayim Ba'amot, 2,000 Amos. And there's a note here.
It looks like an upside down Asnachta.
An Asnachta is a comma, right? Like this, it's an upside down Asnachta. Under the word Alpayim.
Okay?
Yeah, it's there somewhere. It's found only once in the Chumash. This note is found only once in the Chumash. Okay? This word Alpayim. Okay. Now, does anyone know the name of this note?
The name has a name. Everyone knows the name.
Yerach
Ben
Yom.
Okay, Yerach Ben Yom.
That's the name of the note. You know, the Kadmo, the Azal, the Pashta, my Pach, Ravi, Yerach Ben Yom. Now, on Shabbos, it's usher to walk beyond the Tum Shabbos. You can't walk more than 2,000 amos past the edge of the city. You've got to measure the edge of the city. Go 2,000 amos. If you're in camp, and camp is its own little town, and there's a fence around camp, and you can't walk more than 2,000 amos outside of the fence of camp on Shabbos, beyond where camp is. You can't take a 2-mile walk. You can't do that. See, we live in cities, so we don't have this. We live in a city, so you never walk to the end. It never happens in our... It doesn't happen too often. Now, is that din... We pass it as a din derabbanan. Meaning, midaraisa, you can walk. Midarabbanan, you can't. But there is a view that it's derabbanan.
You can't walk more than 2,000 amos past the edge of the city. Okay? If it's deraisa, what's the source? Where does it come from? So, one source the Gemara brings is this pasuk. This pasuk is talking about the cities that Hashem gave to the Levim. It's in the end of Maaseh. Hashem says the Levim have cities, and the Torah gives rules for the cities. And the Torah says that the cities of the Levim get a migrash, an open area that's not used. I think it makes it more beautiful that it's open outside. So it was a migrash, meaning you had the city, and then outside the walls of the city, there was a migrash. I was shy, you know, we tell, you know, international waters, you know, it's like your water that's right outside, you know, off your country. So how big was the how big was it outside the city? It said Alpayim Ba'ama, 2,000 amos. So just like we see by the Levim cities, there were 2,000 amos outside the city, which was shy up to the city. So too, if you have a city somewhere, 2,000 amos are shy up to the city, and you can go 2,000, you can't go further. So that's one of the sources in the Gemara. So far, so good? Okay? Good, that's the source. Okay, now. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is an important mitzvah. It's so important that what? It even overrides what?
Shabbos.
It overrides real Shabbos. The Gemara says that if you're an aid, you saw the new moon, and you need to be Mechal Shabbos to get to the base in Haggadah, you're allowed to.
For Nissan as well.
You're allowed to.
Like,
you can get a car and whatever.
Well, they didn't have cars back then. We'll get there. So it says you're allowed to. Because the Chiyuv, because the mitzvah so chashuv, it even overrides Shabbos. Okay? Now, back then, what Isser Deraisa would you be doing to override Shabbos? You know, building a fire isn't gets you, you know, now, when you drive a car, you press the gas, that's mager, that's an Isser Deraisa of causing more fire.
In a wagon.
Right, a wagon. Is an Isser Deraisa riding a wagon?
No.
Right. No, what's the issue? Is there issue of riding a horse? There are bottom. We're afraid you're going to break a branch to, you know, to use it to guide the horse more, or to hit the horse or guide the horse. What is there ice is there that they would do? So Evan Saul says, what if you hold chums there ice, this is one of the
if
examples.
You, don't hold that,
you live in Tel Aviv, yeah, and you saw the new moon. Oh my gosh, I got to get to Yerushalayim. So you get on a horse or a donkey, and you try to ride through the night to make it to Yerushalayim. So what Isser Deraisa are you doing? So assuming Tchum Shabbos is a Deraisa, that's the Isser you're doing.
You didn't go on a donkey and walk.
Yes, correct, good question. For Tchum Shabbos, yeah. The Tchum is you can't go beyond the Tchum. Doesn't matter if you're walking or if you're riding. So Tchum Shabbos, you got it? So what's an example?
Oh, wow.
Well, you're back or you didn't go?
Huh?
You're back?
I was supposed to go.
Wait, okay. So, what's an example where we override Tchum Shabbos? What's an example? Being going to Basin for what purpose? To be Mekadesh, the new moon. That's the word. Alpine is the source. What does this note mean? What do the words mean? Yerach ben Yom.
The month.
A one-day-old moon.
Wow.
Kiddush HaChodesh.
Oh my God.
Yerach ben Yom. That's Korolai. This note on this word, and this word is the source for Tchum Shabbos Deraisa. This note has a name. And the name of the note on this word is a remez that there's one time when you can override this word. What's the one time you can override this word? By the Mikadei, a Yerach Ben Yom, a one-day-old moon. The Mikadei is the new moon. Kiddush HaChodesh. That is Gro. So now in all my books, whenever I quote this Gro, I put this in the footnotes.
Oh, what's the word that's on
there? Alpayim, 2000. That's the source. Alpayim Abba. The source, that's the Pasuk in Maaseh. The source If you hold Chum Shabbos is deraisa, that's a machlokes. If you hold it's deraisa, the source in the Torah, the source in the Gemara is the word alpayim. So there's a remez on that word that there's one time you can violate it when you're mekadesh the chodesh, a 1-day-old moon. That's the gra. That's similar to the gra. You find the remez for Torah Shabbal Peh in embedded in Torah Shabbal Sam. So this is fabulous. So that's what Rav Chizkiyah meant. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman meant. That Rav Neben Saul has gra-like divrei Torah, where he finds real remazim in the Chumash for things that are in Torah Shabbal Peh. Right. That's one way of saying it.